So we are in Siman Tes Zion, I believe. So the main, I guess we'll do a few things here in the Torah, then head over to the Shulchan. So Tes Zion, it says V'chasav Adonia V'harash B'tshuva. So Av Tziva Livno, a father commanded his son, Shelo Yadaber Imploni V'lo Yimcho Lo Al Masha Asala. The truth is, we sort of read this through last week, but we took another look at it. It's an interesting thing. So the Rosh has a tshuva where the father told the son, I don't want you to have anything to do with such and such a person. V'lo Yimcho Lo Al Masha Asala. Nor should you be mochel on what was done to me, it sounds like. Adzman Katsav. Until what was done to him, you know, the father commanded, and he shouldn't, and the son shouldn't be mochel on what it was done to the father, asman katsav, until a set amount of time. Ben Haya wrote, the son is like, I want to make shalom. El shechoshish letzavas aviv, but he was concerned about the tzavah of his father. His father left in a will that I want you to be ben tayer, I want you to be your shemayim, you should learn every day, and you should not make peace with such and such a person. So the son wants to fulfill his father's tzavah. So ein lo lachash letzavas, so he shouldn't be concerned for the tzavah. Sha'asr lisno lishum yehudi. You're not allowed to hate anybody. Imlo sheyiru over avera. Unless you see that he's violating averas. Va'av shetziveyu lisno lo alav kol kamini lahavir al devetar. And the father who commanded him to hate him, he has no right to tell the son to be in violation of devetar.
Didn't David tell Shlomo to take care of certain people?
Right? Yes.
They had to get it right then.
Yes, very good. That's Haftorah Parshas Vayechi. Yeah. Is it one's Perek Aleph, one's Perek Beis. I always forget which one is which. But he did. Right at the very end of that, I think that's at the end of Perek Beis. I'm not sure. But yeah, he does. Okay. But those people, those would qualify as those worthy of, I mean, they were Chayim Misa already.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't necessarily fall under this,
he was
this dispensation here. So the truth is, we should take a look at the Shulchan Aruch on this quickly. So take a look back in the Shulchan Aruch itself, and we'd say, we should go back here and take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, where it says in Siman Reish Mem, Sif Tezayim, so Av Shetziva Espino, Shelo Yadabrim Ploni, Shelo Yimcho Lo Adzman Katsav, Ben Haya Rotzli Spayis Miyad, Luli Tzavas Aviv, and the son want to be Mephayis, if not for the Tzavah of the father, Ein Lo Lachu Shel Tzavaso, so he should not be Choshesh for that Tzavah. Why not? So comes the Shach and says, Sha'asr Lisno Lashum Yehudi Im Lo Sheyiru Over Aviv, so you're not allowed to hate anybody so long as they are not over Aveir. Now in the Piskei Psakim Utshuvos here, he had a point here. There we go. So he points out that there is, unless the person deserves it, meaning if there is a need to somehow carry on the issues of the father. So what's the example? Let's say the father had a problem with him because he caused him hardship. But Zira Modi drove him crazy. He was a bully. For no good reason. So sounds like discussions in my house lately. So in a way that it was mutter for the father to hate him, azai in haben tzarich lispayisiv, so the son doesn't have to make shalom. Uifrat im ha'av omer lo sheploni garam lo lechlos v'lekitzur yamim, if the father told him, you know, this person caused me to lose days. I lost years because of that person, literally. But ben yodeya bevir shekachai, and the son knows that it's true. As I mitzvah ala ben lisno, so midin kivinav. Then there is actually a mitzvah for the son to hate him, midin kivinav. And what does he quote here? He quotes from a piskei tshuva at the very end of Chush Mishvat Simin Tavchav Vav. So Chush Mishvat goes up to Tavchav Zion, but Tavchav Vav, that whole area, whenever you go there, you know you're talking about things that are like, that's where like the Chiyu Misa discussions are and things like that, that really are unclear what they're doing in Shulchan Aruch. But it doesn't seem like it should be Lamais. But how do we deal with somebody who murders somebody else? So there is a Piskei Tshuva that quotes from a Tzemach Tzedek that somebody caused a death of somebody, meaning there was somebody that was killed on the road. He was murdered. So is it a guy murdered? In that case, it happened to be that the guy murdered the Jew. I think that's the case that Semach Semach is discussing. But he says it behooves the son to raise the money. The authorities don't care to investigate. Why was a guy kills a Jew? Why do we care about investigating? So the only way they'll investigate is if you bribe the investigators to go ahead and take this seriously. So it says the son is mechuyev al tzdin gol hadam, to go and raise the money in order to pay off the parent. And if the son's not able to pay it himself, so then the whole community is responsible to pay it. But use the terminology of gol hadam, that there is a responsibility of relatives in order to avenge or seek justice for the wrongs that were done to one's relative. So it's an interesting use of that din. Anyways, so that's Siman Tes Zayin. Siman Sif Yud Zayin, we actually did...
We're back on the tour?
Well, we're going to go back to the tour for Sif Yud Ches, yeah. So Sif Yud Zayin we did last week. That was the din that a wife is more meshubah to her husband than to her parent. If the husband says to the wife, I don't want you to do kibbut avim, so then she would listen to the husband rather than the parent, and that's where Rav Moshe has the tshuva that in theory a husband could make his wife go with him to all the weddings, even though his wife might be an avelis for her parent for the year. Alt shalom bias. That was Rav Moshe's tshuva. I mentioned that at the end of shir last week. Okay, back to the tour for Sif Yud Ches. So Kasav Harambam Mamzer. Mamzer. So Mamzer chayv chavod aviv umoro. So a Mamzer is still obligated in the kavod of his parents and the mora of them. Afal pi shu patra al makaso v'kalaso ad shiyasa tshuva. Even though he is putter. I mean, the din is that he would be putter if he would hit the parent or curse the parent, he would be putter until the parent does tshuva. Still, when it comes to the mitzvah of kivud avim, that still exists. Afilu ay aviv rasha uval aveira mechavdu misyar. Even if the father is a Rasha and Balavera, so the son should still honor and fear him. He should definitely fear him, I would think. But should honor him and do the mitzvah of Mora. Fine. So Venera Li, so the Torah then comes, that's the Rambam. Venera Li, says the Torah, what do you mean? If he's a Rasha, you're not Mechuyev to honor him. That if the father, this is actually from Hilchos Rivas, this is in Izu Neshach, that if the father left the son a para that was stolen, or the example in Izu Neshach was, Gezula, I don't think is the Gersa of the Gemara actually, I think the Gersa of the Gemara itself is talking about that the para was taken Alts Rivas. Okay, a chayvim lahachsim if they covet avim. So one is obligated to return it because of the covetude of the father. One is not obligated to return money, but one is obligated to return the an actual object. Uparach the Gemara asks, "How lav osa maisi amecha?" But the Gemara asks, "But wait a second, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He wasn't. He shouldn't be out. It's implying that he shouldn't be chayvim kivud avim because the father wasn't didn't do the right thing during his lifetime. Perish ve'in chayvim bechvodo. Therefore, you shouldn't be obligated to honor him. Umishani the Gemara answers, Kisha Asa Tshuva. Oh no, he did Tshuva. So the Gemara actually asks, well, if that's the case, what's the kid still doing with the cow? Right? So which the Gemara says, well, he did Tshuva, but he didn't have a chance to return it before he passed away. Fine. But Alma, what does it sound like? Kol zman shelo asa tshuva ein chayav b'chvodo. So long as the father hasn't done tshuva, one would not be obligated to go ahead and honor him. So that is brought as a machlokas between the Tur and the Rambam. The Ravid, I believe, I looked it up, I believe the Ravid also argues on the Rambam. Based on the line, and certainly the Ghost Maimony, as the Beis Yosef quotes, argues on the Rambam. So where does this idea come from?
Which one's saying that you shouldn't?
The Rambam said, honor no matter what, even if Russia comes to the Torah and says, well, I'll bring you a proof from Ezu and Esha, that you don't. Right, that the Gemara seems to say, make the Kivud Avim contingent on the parent being a tzaddik.
See, one of the names, there's a very specific thing.
Okay.
And it's something that the father himself did.
Okay.
And the reason you're not supposed to keep the cow, I guess, because it reflects badly on the father, is that the concept?
Okay. You can say that that's an exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay. Let's see what the Beis Yosef says. So the Beis Yosef is interesting, but where does he get the idea that one would be obligated for Kivud Avim? So Perek Vav Mihilchos Maimrim, V'taimu Midithan, the reason is, though, this is the reason we would suggest, rather than say this is the reason, but Midithan Perek Beis Di Vamos. What does it say there? Mishiyish Lo Ben, Mikol Makom. That the Mishnah there says, if you have a son from any way, one would be pater from Yibum if you have any type of son. Pater. As Eishes Aviv Min HaChalitza. So you would then exempt the wife of the dad from Chalitza, Umin HaYibum. V'chayiv Al Makaso V'al Klalaso. but you would be chayiv, it sounds like, based on if you hit him or curse him. Chutz v'sheyesh lo min hashivcha min hanachris. And the Gemara there seems to... I forget if it's the Mishnah or the Gemara, but one would be obligated for the Makkah and Kala unless he is a son via a Shivcha or a Nachris, meaning the son is actually not Jewish and there's actually no relationship between the two. So the Gemara says, Mikol Makom li Isui Mai. So what's the Mikol Makom li Isui Mai? That you're Yeshlo Ben Mikol Makom. So li Isui Mamzer, to include Mamzer. So Makshir Gemara, the Gemara asks, Am I Chayiv al Makasa ve al Kala? So why would you be Chayiv on Makkah and Kala? So Kari Kamna, see. But Usa Maisa Amcha Vakmua, and the Gemara there responds by saying Bisha Asa Tshuva. So the Gemara there also comments that when would the son be chayiv for Makkah and Klala? Only if the father had done Tshuva. So it sounds like Tshuva is required in order for there to be normal relationship. So the Beis Yosef continues on and says, "But v'chasav arifal ze hani milu inyun chiyuva." That's only with regards to a chiyuv misa. I mean, when will a son be chiyuv misa for hurting or for cursing or hitting the dad? Right? If the father's a halfway decent guy, but it's aser. Meaning, you're not allowed to go in and do it. Even the father's not a halfway decent guy. When you say aval lo asa tshuva aser leven lakosul leklasa the nexiyan perak hanis han. The son is not allowed to be involved in the punishment of the parent. Except for in the case of Mises and Madiach, which that is a specific reason. However, the Rush and Tosos answer that by saying, well, yeah, when you actually get to the Nechnakim part, when you actually get to the Makos part, there's a tshuva that takes place before that, right? In that case, he did tshuva. So, what's going on here? So, it seems like there's a Gemara Yevamos also seems to imply that there's that's based on the father doing tshuva, but the Rif says, no, that's only to get to impose upon you the Chi of Misa, but there would be an Isser regardless. How do you know that? Based on the fact that the Gemara tells us that the son is not allowed to be involved with the punishment of the parent. Why not? Why couldn't he be? Was even though one would not be chayv misa for hitting your parent or cursing one's parent if they're not tzaddik or if they're not if they're bad, but there's still not going to be a permissibility to do so. Okay.
So what kind of punishment do they get?
Putter, meaning
putter or also.
Right.
And what did the mamzer have to do with it?
So the mamzer is an example. How the kid become a mamzer? Mm-hmm. Because the parent is
had an illicit
relationship, right? So that's the Gemara. And the reason why that's used here is because that's the example the Gemara uses. That's the launching off point in Yevamos to discuss to bring up this point. That's how we made additional halach. So what about the tour? So Mashakasa Rabinu Venir Lee came into Russia Inul Chaya Bakhodu Khadarmina Gabi Haniyak Lam Paragazul. Right? So the tour brought his example. Gam Hagos Maimani, Kasu came Shem Sefer HaMitzvos. El Sharabinu Hosef Dibur Echad Midaita Vakara Gazula. Right? And he actually added in the word Gazula. Vein okay, that's not what it says there. The Lobik Zula Mairi, El Kishanatla Baribis. Right? It was an example where he had in Ribis. He Kavor Baresh Perkezu Neshach, fine. Vein Misham Raya Lister Divre Rama. However, you can't disprove the Rama based on that. The Medina Inam Chayiv in Lahasib. Well, you're not really Rechuyiv to return it, Meikaradin. As the Pasuk tells us, Al Tikach Meito Neshach Vitarbis, Ludid, who is Hirachmana, libere lo his hirachmana. Don't take that we commanded him not to take it, but we didn't command it to the child. El dimishum kavod aviyam chayvin lahachzer. It was only a kavod to the father. I mean, the son is not rechuyiv to give it back because he has something of ribis. It's just specifically a kavod to the parent. V'dafka kad of a tshuva, and that will only be done if he did tshuva. V'lo hispik lahachzer ad shemesi. He didn't have a chance to return until he died. The havyala hahu para. Ki'ilu lo harisha levanov. In that case, it would be as if he didn't give it over to the sons. Mi'achashai mi'daitu lachzir, because the father had in mind to give it back. V'idavar hamasuyam, and that was a specific thing that he had in mind to give back. Hilkach afagav the dayin lahotziyam yershuz chayvim lahachzim yitei kavan avim. Then he would have to give it back. Right, but the reason is not because the son is honoring the parent. Rather, the reason is because it's not the son really shouldn't have it. If the father had in mind to give this back to the to the original owner of Blessed Ribbis, and then it ended up in the son's possession, but it shouldn't be in the son's possession because the father had in mind to give it back to the guy who owned it. So that's really a side rule. But the Ikara didn't. That's how the Rambam would answer him. Aval kilo av a tshuva banav Yerushua v'atara lo chayvim lahasa. But if he hadn't done tshuva, the son would get it, and he wouldn't have to return it. But it's not because the Rambam would say it's not because the son isn't obligated to honor the parent. Why does the son have to return it? Because it's his. Right? It's just by ways of kinyanim, it's not going to go back. So we have really just a big machlokas. A machlokas Rambam slash Rif against Rush slash. Rush slash tour slash a ghost maimony, what the din should be. If you take a look at the Darke Moshe here, and hey, so he comments, yeah, Mordechai Perakit says, Yavavos, Peshim Rabbein Tam, Ghost Maimony, Perakom Yelchon Sa Maimrim, Hiskum Ladas HaTur, Vidalok Ladas HaRif and Rambam, against the Rif and the Rambam. Fine. How are we going to pass it? What do we have here? We have classic, Rush against Rif and Rambam.
The Machlokas is if, in general, that he has to honor his father.
Is there Kivin Ava Aid by a father who's a Russian?
Well, my father, any father is a Russian, not just a monster situation.
Or a mother is a mushroom. Or a mother is a Russian. Right, so it's given to be obligatory in those cases. So now, so how are we going to ask in that type of scenario? So it shouldn't be of any surprise if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem, Sif Yud Ches, Mamzer Chayiv Chavod Aviv Uve Mora'o. That a Mamzer is obligated in honoring the father and doing Mora to the father, Afilu Hay Aviv Russia. Even if the father was a Russia, Ubal Averos, Mechabda Umisyari Menu. Still, you should honor him and have and be misyari from him. Comes the Ramah and says, that you don't have to. Elim Kane Asa Tshuva. Unless he went ahead and did Tshuva, right? Classic machlokas. Rambam Rif versus Rush, and the Mechaber and Ramah fall out accordingly. Now,
what do they mean by Russia? I mean, how
bad do you have to be in order to be
Russia?
Well,
I mean,
right, so take a look at the Piskei Tshuva here. So Piskei Tshuva says the Einu L'chuyev, Piskei Tshuva Tesvav. So Tesvav is going with the beginning of the Ramah. It says, "Mikol makom lo nikra Einu Osa Maisa Amcha l'inyan shei patur milchavdon." Now, where did he get that? That's an interesting
tesvav.
Term. He just pulled
tesvav.
Out.
Tesvav.
Piskei Tshuva.
Yeah, you said Tesvav.
Tesvav. The Einu
L'chuyev. Maybe it's a small Tesvav.
Big Tesvav.
It's a big Tesvav.
Gotcha.
Small test book?
Yeah,
all right. So we call Malcolm Lo Nikra Eino Osa Maisa Amcha. So Eino Osa Maisa Amcha is a technical term. That's the term that's used. That's usually used for these types of things. That person is unprivileged. That loses their privileges of being a Jew. So you're not called that. She Pata Milchavdu. So much so that the son would be exempt from honoring the parent. Eli Im Shina. But of lasso the loba pamachas, that he's changed his activities. It sounds like that he is in the custom of doing bad things, and it's not just once, right? So he is a habitual bad guy. He's an habitual bad guy. So then the question then runs to, okay, well, how do we deal with this? So here in the Piskei Tshuva, he says, number one, if you have a, and who exactly does this apply to? He says, first of all, if he's a Rasha Lahachis, what is a Rasha Lahachis? So that's a guy, Lahachis, that he's causing, he's just angry, he's trying to mess everything up, etc. So that you are actually, that's bad. Right, he says. In that case, suggests the Piskei Pesachim B'Tshuva here. He's quoting from the Rishon LeZion and the Sefer Chafetz Chaim that it would be usher to honor him. It would be usher to honor such a person. Then there's the Rosh Hashanah, the guy who, you know, what can I say? I like cheeseburgers, right? What can I say? I like doing these things on Shabbos, etc. So that's the machlokas between the Machaber and Ramah, the Teyavon person. Right, so he's eno osa maisa amcha. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, but is that already enough that he's then going to lose out? I mean, what is the definition of a rasha l'teyavon? The guy who has a mamzer as a kid, right? Why did he do that act? He did that act because he had the desire to do so. So that's what the Machaber and Ramah are arguing about. So then at the end here, he has a discussion here about what about chilonim dizmanenu? What are they qualified as? Shirov hasheilos hashchichus heim bin yeted. That's what most of the questions have to do with. Bebanim shechazur b'tshuva ha'im chayim v'chavod oreim. If a son was chazur b'tshuva, is he obligated to honor his parents? that are asher mitorah mitzvos, and this has been a machlokas rishon, machlokas achronim. They have the halacha of a tinuk shenishpar, not even though they were born sheino shomri to parents that weren't shomri torah mitzvos. Still, they know things that are out there, but yet uhal halacha hichriya chazonish, probably the most famous chazonish, I think, in the entire sefer chazonish, shetinim ketinokus shenishpar v'nachshim kaddish. So they're considered as if they were forced in that situation, even though they watch documentaries on TV, and even though they live 5 miles away from Lakewood, New Jersey, and even though they know these things exist, still, unless a person is brought up with it, we generally assume la halacha, or I mean, I say we assume la halacha, and generally that, I think, is the opinion of most of mainstream Orthodox Jewry, to assume that they have a din of tinokos shenishpa, and not to impose these types of knasos, these types of fines, such that they will start losing privileges amongst them. So therefore, there is a idea that Bali Tshuva are supposed to still give kivud to their parents. I think that's assumed lahalacha, generally speaking.
Not just that they weren't brought up Jewish, but the whole atmosphere is anti-religious.
Right.
If most father people are not religious.
Well,
you can't. If you look at the 90% of the Jews, they're not following the Torah, at least 90%. So therefore, there's nothing to go by really for these people.
Okay. Okay. So all right. So maybe one more thing here. With Bob here, too much longer. Take a look at Yud Tes. Let's just take a look at the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Shulchan Aruch really is just quoting the Torah. That Asur L'Adam L'Hakvid Olo Al Banav L'Daktik B'Chvodo. There is a prohibition for a person to impose too much of a burden on their children. L'Daktik B'Chvodo, and be sticklers when it comes to their kavod. Right? Shalom. Shelo yaviyum lide michshol, so that you won't lead the son to have a michshol. Rather, what should you do? El yimchol, you should be mochel. V'yalim einav mehem, and I guess raise your eyes from them. I guess don't look away a little bit. Sha'av shemochel akvodu kvodu machel. That a parent does have the right to be mochel on their mochel on their kavod. So there is a fear here about being too tough. Now, what is that? Where does that come from? So it is it's not in the Gemara. This actually comes from the Rambam. The Beis Yosef says the Rambam says it in Hilchos Mamrim, and the Beis Yosef says v'nira shalomad. We don't have to go back. It's just 6 words. V'nira shalomad kein midin makabino gadol lebesamach. That there is a din that's coming up soon about hitting adult children. Now, one should not hit adult children because of the concern that the child's going to hit you back. If the child hits you back, so then they're violating major major din, chai visa perhaps. Right? So by one hitting their adult children, so you are in violation of lifta iver. So suggest the Beis Yosef, and I looked at the Rambam itself and see if there was anyone else quoted a source, and yeah, there was the Kasafishta quoted the same source. I don't know, it's the same person. Right. But he suggests that that's the source of this lacha, not to be such stick with regards to Kivud Av Eim, such that the child is not going to be in violation of any dinim. Now, the Pitzkei Tshuva here in Sif Tes Zayin just points out, I am the Tshuvas Ridbaz, Shekasav Dahad Chvodu Machol Hainu Sheniftar Aben Meonish. That this whole thing is just that the son will be exempt from a punishment if they don't honor the parent. Aval Mikol Makom Akasi Mitzvah Ikar is still going to be a mitzvah on the child. Right? So even if the parent is Mochel on their Kavod, the child still has the ability to go ahead and do it. And if they go ahead and do it, it sounds like they will still be Yotzei their mitzvah of Kivud Av Eim, just honoring a parent who's not being Machmed, not Machmed on and off. And I was wondering if that gives them a din of Inu Mitzvah Osa or not, but save that for another time. All right.